The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 2 Podcast.
Plenty of chance for you to get in here. We're talking about the Jimbo situation and really anything else. We can talk about whatever you would like, and you can give us a ring now at 855-242-7285. Really haven't heard a lot of Alabama reaction. It could be that Alabama fans just don't really care, that they feel like, yeah, this is a fairly common thing for an opposing coach or program to take shots. And since it's always, they always have the same result, maybe they're really not particularly exercised over it. Let's get to your calls right now and check out Vincent, who is in South Carolina. Hello, Vincent.
Hey, how are you, Paul?
Hey there.
I don't blame Jimbo for feeling the way that he does, and I feel like that was confidence in his team going into the season that he believes in them. But then my other comment is, what's going to happen when these players that Alabama and Texas A&M are getting starts going to HBCUs? Because I see that pipeline opening soon.
Well, there is an occasional player going to an HBCU. I've seen some basketball players do it, but I still haven't seen much, too many players go over Alabama or Texas A&M.
I know, but the NCAA, the whole money structure and all the power would change when that does start, and I see that happening. Because we have some professional players that are coming back to coach at these HBCUs, and I think some of these kids are going to go that direction.
Well, I'll be happy to see it, but I haven't seen it yet. Patrick is up next in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Patrick, thanks. Good afternoon.
Hey, how are you, brother? Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
No, I just wanted to call in and pick your brain on some stuff. LSU just had a nightmare of a season last year. We all know that, and what a fall from grace it was. And, you know, I don't foresee LSU, you know, going to the national championship or anything like that this year. But I was just curious to see what you think is really the possibility of them having like a 9-win, 8-win season and like beating teams like UCLA, Ole Miss, A&M this year, that kind of stuff.
Patrick, I think you're really not giving them enough credit. Some of the smart guys that we talk to all the time think LSU is a legitimate top 10 team.
Wow. Okay, that's awesome. That's why I just wanted to get, you know.
Yeah. Now, what they're
do a little bit of research.
Here's the deal. I mean, what they're betting on, Patrick, is that last year was an outlier. That, you know, they had a bonehead for the defensive coordinator. And now that they've rectified that, they've shored the offense, is in a little stronger shape, I think, that things will go better. No guarantee. I think that opening game is a little bit tricky. I would think LSU will win that game. But you lose that game and suddenly you could start getting tight with some critical games coming up. But right now, I would forecast LSU to have a major, really good year. Hey, thank you very much for the call. You call again. Let's check out Nick, who is in Florida. Hey, Nick. Thank you. Good afternoon.
Hey, Paul.
Hi there.
So, you know, I went to Alabama, and I take no pleasure in knocking Auburn down, but I want to just give you a quick premise here.
Sure.
You know, I'm looking at Auburn's schedule. They're going to lose to Penn State. They're going to lose to LSU. They're going to lose to Georgia. They're going to lose to A&M. They might lose to Ole Miss. I mean, they're going to lose to Alabama, and what's going to happen is the shine is going to rub off Harsin real fast. Like, oh, he's great. I love him. Like Barkley. Oh, he's so great. He's going to knock King Kong down. It's so foolish. And not only is this guy going to get bounced in a couple of years, but Alan Green is going to lose his job because it's home cooking, right? They knew each other at Buffalo. Now he brings in Harsin. Harsin's going to get decimated. And then Auburn's going to be back to picking up the scraps. I mean,
well, hold on. Let me make sure. You may not be wrong about your premise. They did not know each other at Buffalo. Harsin was at Boise. And I don't know. I mean, I understand. I've covered a million new coaches, and it's always the same, whether it's Derek Dooley or Brian Harsin or Will Muschamp at all the places he's gone to. Everyone loves the first-year coach. But Harsin has some specific problems, and I think you're right. I didn't hear a vote of confidence for Bo Nix yesterday. I heard a lot of word salads that didn't mean anything. And as far as Allen Green, he took a very narrow path to bucking the good old boy network at Auburn, which has run the school and the football program for most of the last 40 years, and decided to go
on. Isn't that a calculated bad decision?
Yeah, but
sorry about the Buffalo.
You were thinking about Nate Oates.
Nate Oates.
Yeah, that's okay.
I was.
That's
You're
okay.
Absolutely right.
I understand. You're not the first person that's skeptical, okay? And I wonder a couple of things. Can he recruit at a level that you have to win in the SEC with?
And no.
There's no evidence of that so far. Well, yeah, there are a lot of people that don't think he can. I hear you. And Allen Green was here yesterday. Allen Green said one thing yesterday it's his guy. He said he's a funny guy. He's this, he's that. But what is Allen Green supposed to say? He hired the man.
Yeah, well, you know what I would not lead with the personal aspects of it. I would keep myself in a position that it's so professional they'd wonder even if I like the guy. Because when the wheels start coming off this thing, I don't want to be tied to him like we're drinking beers on Sunday.
Well, remember, Allen Green was tied to Gus Malzahn, too, and he fired him. So, with all due respect to the athletic directors of the world, they always say the same things, and they always do what they're told to do at the end.
Well, I just think... I guess here's my point. I feel that this guy is getting set up for a big kaboom, and I don't know who's to blame for that. But like, I want to see Auburn do well. I think.
Hey
Auburn
Nick, I didn't think. I didn't think Gene Chizik was going to be worth the flip either when he was hired. He won a national championship a couple of years afterwards, and then the program got off track. But you don't know, but you do know a couple of things.
So do you think Harsin's going to win a national championship?
No, I don't. Let me play a game with you for a second, just to help. You don't need any help, but if I asked you who are Auburn's biggest rivals every year, what would you say?
Georgia.
Alabama.
Florida. It ain't Alabama. It ain't Alabama.
Well, no. In terms of recruiting and year to year, Georgia, Alabama, and LSU are the
Clemson.
Three. Hold on. They're not. Clemson's not a rival of Auburn.
From a recruiting perspective.
But in terms of the season, the three biggest games every year are Auburn. Auburn plays LSU, Georgia, and Alabama. You would agree with me on that?
Yes.
Okay. Is Brian Harsin going to out-recruit Ed Orgeron, Nick Saban, or Kirby Smart?
No.
Okay, so those are three problematic games. They play Texas A&M every year. You don't even need to answer. I know what you're...
I'm telling you right now, they're going to get beat by Ole Miss, Paul. They're going to lose to Ole Miss.
They should have lost
to
Ole Miss last year.
Maybe. I mean, I'm telling you, maybe Mississippi State, they'll beat South Carolina. I mean, they're...
Okay, well, here is the schedule. Akron, Alabama State, they're going to win those two games. They're going to beat Georgia State. And
lose to Penn State.
I agree. They're going to lose to Penn State. They'll lose at LSU. I believe they'll lose to Georgia at home.
Lose to Georgia.
Alabama at the end of the year. So how many is that? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Seven losses.
At Texas A&M is 5. So they are going to have to beat Arkansas on the road, Ole Miss, Mississippi State at South Carolina to have any kind of season.
They're going to split those four, Paul. They're going to split them if they're lucky. And then what's it going to look like when they got seven or eight losses? Is the Auburn Nation going to still be, is the shine going to come off this guy in a matter of minutes?
Nick, have you followed SEC football for a while?
You know I have, Paul.
Yeah. The answer is self-evident.
So, Paul, a couple of months ago I said I gave you an over-under on how long he would last. And I gave you, would it be 2 years over-under? And you took the over.
I'm still with that. Because, well,
okay. He's on contract, maybe.
He is under contract. And it depends on a couple of things. At some point, if you're the Auburn coach, you do have to beat one of your rivals. I mean, by the way, Malzahn was not that great at it in terms of the Big Three. He stole a game here and there, and I don't mean that literally, but but hey, thanks for the call. We have to go to a break. More on Brian Harsin at some other point in time. More on Jimbo Fisher and Saban, the governor of Georgia, coming up shortly, and we are back after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
You're not worth a flip.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's HIMS.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. HIMS.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
And welcome back. Great to have all of you here. And let's get to Bobby in North Carolina. Hello, Bobby.
How you doing, my friend?
We're
got
doing
a
great. Thank
for you.
You got it.
Good. I understand Governor Kemp's going to be on there in a few minutes.
Yes.
I want to understand his law that he signed into effect today, because one part of it says that the university can take, the University of Georgia can take up to 75% of that sponsorship that the athlete signs, and that what will happen is they'll disperse that out to the other athletes upon graduation. Have you read that or heard that?
No, I have not. That's interesting.
It was all over Yahoo Sports about 2 hours ago.
Okay, well, I will certainly ask him to explain.
Yeah, I mean, and that, where that would lead to would be this. You know, if Georgia says they're going to do that, but another school says 50, and such as Alabama, Tennessee, Auburn, whatever, it's almost like you're going to have this five-star player that's in a bidding war at that point.
Good point. Well, that's why we have him on. We'll have him explain it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, we don't normally talk to governors, but when they sign bills like this, makes it a little more interesting. Foster in Missouri is up next. Hello, Foster.
Hey, Paul.
Hey there.
Good to talk to you. My question was, where do we think the University of Missouri is going to end up this season? You know, we have a lot of people talking about Drinkwitz, and we got lucky beating LSU and a whole bunch of other things. But I really believe we have a strong roster and a strong recruitment, because we always come out of the blue and end up winning big games. 2014, playing against Alabama in the championship, even though we lost, you know, a lot of people didn't see us going there. So I just didn't know where you could pick at.
What let me go over the schedule here. We have on our screen Central Michigan at Kentucky, SEMO, Boston College, Tennessee, North Texas, A&M at home, at Vandy, at Georgia, South Carolina, Florida, Arkansas. Right now I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I see the potential for 8 wins.
Yeah. You know, that's always good to hear, because being a University of Missouri fan, it's a heartbreaker. We're a heart-clogging state, that's for sure.
No, I hear you. But I like a couple of things. I mean, forgetting Drink, which we all like, I think he has a great staff.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think he's really shored up the defense with the hiring of Steve Wilks, a former NFL head coach. He's got Curtis Looper on that staff, who is a fantastic recruiter. And I think, you know, he has done some very smart things in putting a good staff together.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, no, I appreciate that. You know, it's good to hear there's high hopes for the season. But appreciate it, Paul. You have a nice day.
You too. Thank you. Nick is up next. Not that one, but this one. Nick, go right ahead. Nick, you there? I don't hear Nick. We will move along to Cooper. Cooper, good afternoon to you. Starting to strike out a little bit more than I should be. That's why there's so many no-hitters now in Major League Baseball. How about Joe? Joe, you are on the air. Let's see if we get one here finally.
I'm here, Joe. Hello?
Hey, good afternoon.
Hey, Paul. It's an honor to be on the phone with you, listen to you all the time.
Thank you.
Just real quick, I'll take the answers off air because I'm a truck driver. I'm on the road.
Sure.
But I grew up on military bases overseas, and the first game I ever heard was Alabama, Penn State in the championship game. And the GI Bill that they had there, they would always allow you to listen to Maryland games all the time. And I know Maryland's not in the SEC, but I was wondering if you could just answer a couple questions. One, what do you think of Oxley, because he was down in Alabama, and what you think he's going to do? And also, when Maryland was really good, I know Maryland's on the SEC, but when they were winning that championship long ago in the 50s and stuff, when they had, you know, Randy White and stuff, was there any consideration like that? Because I don't know when the SEC formed, but when they were good, was that? But my main question would be Loxley, and I really appreciate, like I said, longtime fan listening to you and what you think, honestly, with what he can do up there. Appreciate it.
Joe, thank you. Thanks. Be careful out there on the roads. All the best. I like Loxley a lot. He's been on the show a couple of times. He's just a really inspirational guy and a very good offensive mind. And don't forget, he was able to snare Tungavailoa's younger brother at quarterback, and he had some nice success last year. Maryland has really never been in the SEC's scope, because Maryland was a longtime member of the ACC until a couple of years ago when they bailed on the ACC for the Big Ten. And, you know, geographically, it's not that far out of the footprint, but there's just not a lot of commonality. So, I think Loxley will do, has done a very good job up there. And I hope he does, because he's really a genuinely good person and, you know, someone that a lot of people in the industry admire. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Let's check out Bill in Houston, Texas. Hello, Bill.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hey there.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air, Bill.
Yeah, I have a different take on this whole thing with Jimbo Fisher. First, I thought the reporter's question was stupid and kind of insulting.
Well,
you know,
by the way, Bill, hold on a second. It was not a reporter. It was a Aggie fan who asked the question.
Still stupid. You know, the idea that any coach
would say, yeah, we're just going to wait around for Nick Saban to retire. That's our whole game plan. Any coach that would have said yes to that should be fired today. The entire all the coaches in the Southeastern Conference, their goal when they go to play Alabama is to beat them. And certainly that's what my fellow Aggies brought Jimbo Fisher to A&M to do. And, you know, since A&M's been in the Southeastern Conference, four teams in the West have managed it, including A&M once. So our goal is definitely to beat him. And if that wasn't Jimbo's goal, we didn't want him there. And that's all I had to say.
Well, Bill, I'm glad to hear from you. I think you're taking this a little too seriously. It's a fun event. And the lady asked the obvious question about Nick Saban. It's a joke. And usually the answer is, we pray every night. We're taking up a collection to get rid of Nick Saban. I mean, you're taking it a little bit too seriously. And Jimbo responded with some levity. Levity. That's why this is not to be taken literal. Jimbo Fisher was not appearing before a Senate subcommittee, and his answers were going to be taken literally. He was having some fun. And in the end, he did exactly what you would have expected him to do. Now, having said that, if I asked every SEC coach the same question, what do you think how do you think the reaction would be? What do you think Brian Harsin would say? We know what Kiffin would say. It's just how you say it. Most coaches would just give some long meandering, well, Nick Saban's the greatest coach of all time. It's an honor to be in the same league. And, you know, we're going to do our best. But, I mean, Jimbo just, he's won a national championship. He understands it. That's why this is different. So don't yell at the lady for asking. She's just asking an obvious question that people ask to themselves all the time. More of your phone calls at 855-242-7285, and we are coming right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
You're not worth a flip.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
And we welcome you back. We mentioned the governor of Georgia joining us in the next hour to talk about the NIL bill he signed today. It's a little bit different, and we'll get his take on that. Right now, let us check in with Christopher, who is up next. Hey, Christopher, go right ahead.
Paul, how are you doing today, man?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Hey, I just left Greg Sankey's office here in Birmingham. And I wanted to let you know that I just presented him legal documents. I heard him on your show yesterday, and he was talking about how we're not going to get back to normal until everybody gets vaccinated. And a bunch of the ball players have been calling me up, telling me that their coaches and whatnot are telling them they have to vaccinate in order to play next season. And you, as more than anybody, knows that in Alabama and every one of the SEC schools, we have a religious exemption and or a medical exemption. And for him to be telling everybody they have to get vaccinated, that's illegal and unlawful, and it's actually fraud.
Hey, Christopher, Christopher, hold on a second. I don't believe he told he was simply making a distinction about getting vaccinated. He was not telling anyone that what they had or what they had to do or didn't have to do. He simply was stating that if you are vaccinated, it will eliminate certain procedures that are currently in effect, such as testing and everything that we have been through for the past 14 months. So if you're going to have a conversation here, don't distort the facts.
I'm not distorting the facts, Paul. I know that coaches are telling all the students, athletes, that they have to be vaccinated.
No, Christopher, first of all, I know for a fact you're wrong, because they are suggesting and encouraging, but there's a difference between suggesting and encouraging and telling them they have to. Nobody can force you to do something like that.
Why did you ever get the people to call RFK and get him to come on and talk about vaccines? You don't want to tell the truth about get an alternative perspective on vaccines, Paul?
Hey, I mean, Christopher, I know you've been on this kick for a long time, but what's the point?
Yes, sir. You're damn right I have, Paul, and I'll stay on this kick because I believe in our children, making sure our children stay safe. What's wrong with that?
I don't have any problem with that at all, but... you know, right now about half the country has been vaccinated. So, what is your message to them that they've done something wrong or right?
It's an experimental vaccine, Paul. It's messenger RNA. Okay, it's the first time in the history of the world that messenger RNA vaccine has ever made it to market. They discovered it in '63, and all the ferrets died after being exposed to live virus. Paul, does that not bother you? It's experimental use only. Why don't
you know, Christopher, let me hold on. If you want to, first of all, I follow the advice of physicians, and I'm not. What are your credentials as a physician and an immunologist or an epidemiologist? Would you mind sharing them with us right now?
I have none of those credentials, but I have medical doctors that will come on your show and tell their side. But you guys, I'm an attorney, Robert Kennedy Jr., that you won't let come on your show. Why won't you tell the other side?
Hold on a second.
You said
I would not let Robert Kennedy Jr. on this program. Is that what you said?
Yes, I've got him, and they
will
come on your show.
I know Robert Kennedy Jr. I have been with him before, and I frankly don't. I don't have much interest. And what's the point of having him on the program at this point in time?
To give a different perspective, everybody's being told to get vaccinated. Why won't you do as everybody's supposed to do? Get both sides of the story, Paul.
Christopher, slow down a second. Let's not argue. Let's have a conversation. We are now 14 months into the pandemic. This is a conversation that was being conducted a year ago. And I'm really no longer interested in that conversation. If you want to discuss whether players should or shouldn't get the vaccine, that's a different issue. But I mean, we are long past the point of debating the RNA or the J&J or any of this stuff. I mean, I'm really not interested, and I don't know too many people in the audience that are.
Well, that's your prerogative, but again,
at least as of this moment, I'm still hosting this program.
I understand that, Paul. But why won't you give a different perspective? All you're doing is...
Okay, I'll tell you what we'll do. Hold on a second. Christopher, I am going to be quiet for a minute. And since you don't feel like we'll give Robert Kennedy a perspective, is it possible to finish a sentence? Because all I was simply trying to say is, I am going to get out of this conversation, and the floor is yours.
Again, I just want everybody to know that this is an experimental vaccine. It's never been FDA approved. It's for emergency use only, okay? This vaccine, nobody has any idea what the side effects could or will be. And everybody needs to know that they have a religious exemption and or a medical exemption, and it's their right to refuse the vaccine, just like it is their right to refuse wearing the mask. So people need to understand this, and they need to do their own research. There's many medical doctors around the world that are talking about how bad this vaccine is, and nobody else wants to listen to this or hear this. So please do your own research. Don't believe anything I say. Take it with a grain of salt. Do what the Lord commands you to do, Paul, and that's to test and prove all things. Not some things, Paul, all things, and keep that which is good. And when you do that, Paul, guess what? You'll find the truth, and the truth will make you free.
Jeff is up next. Good afternoon, Jeff. Thank you for joining us.
Jeff from Georgia?
That is you. Thank you. Good afternoon.
That is me. But, okay, thank you. I was wanting to talk about Nick Saban retiring. He's too young to retire.
He is.
The guy from Penn State was 84. The guy from Florida State was 80. But I do know that Paul Bryant retired at 69 and passed away 29 days later. So, but I think Nick Saban's got a lot of good years ahead
he can retire whenever he wants to.
It does seem that way, based on what we're seeing lately. Hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate it very, very much. Let's talk to John up next. Hey, John, go right ahead.
Hey, Paul. One quick thing. I was listening to the show, listened to the caller that just came on talking about the having all the athletes get vaccinated. You know, I guess, does anybody, you know, to attend the University of Alabama or Auburn or, you know, I'm an alumni of Bama, but, you know, all the students have to have immunization, right, to attend the university. So I don't know why is everybody all of a sudden just, like, crying about this. And no one is telling. Nothing's mandatory. If you attend a university, you have to have immunization. If you don't want to go, you don't have to go. I mean, it's just that simple. I don't understand. You know, I listen to sports all day, and that seems like that's been the one cry all day here in Alabama. They're just overwhelmed about this vaccination that the coaches are telling the kids they have to be vaccinated.
Yeah, but. John, I promise you there isn't an SEC head coach that is mandating that if they don't do it, they have to leave. What they're trying to do, and that's what the commissioner was saying yesterday, is to make sure they get the proper education on it. And there are very good reasons why people don't want to take this vaccine. I understand it. And it's legitimate, but that doesn't make the vaccine fraudulent if you decide to take it, as our previous caller was trying to suggest, that it's only been FDA approved for emergency use. You know, the federal government can do whatever it wants, and the federal government, you know, took one of the vaccines off the market a couple weeks ago. It just happened to be the one that did that was not using the new RNA based, which our friend Christopher is so scared of.
Right. Well, okay. Well, anyway, I just wanted to give it my 2 cents. Enjoy your show. And I'm very interested in see what the governor of Georgia have to say about this new law that was signed into law today.
Well, thank you very much. And we will talk to him shortly. Right now, we are going to take a break, a needed break. Back with much more after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
You're not worth a flip.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Governor of Georgia coming on in a few minutes, having just signed the new NIL legislation there. Let's listen back what Kirby Smart and Brian Harsin, two SEC head coaches, had to say. Saban talked to us about it last week. Barkley yesterday. This is what Kirby said yesterday.
Well, you start with education. You want everybody to understand as much as we can. We don't know the rules we're going to play by. So it's like playing a game that you don't know the rules to. So everybody's kind of on pins and needles. It's an education process. It's a great opportunity for student athletes. Where it goes, I'll be very interested to see, because I'm a little bit more like Charles Barkley, where I don't think everybody is going to be as marketable as some guys. And when it's not equitable, sometimes it's tough.
That was Coach Kirby Smart. A few minutes later, Brian Harsin, the coach at Auburn, had this to say.
It's hard to tell exactly what that means for each program. I think it's going to come back to each program and how that pertains to, you know, what they're trying to accomplish. What does that mean for their players? What does that mean for that model that they're trying to establish in their program? And then what's the best way to help these young players develop themselves? And this is another avenue that we're going to have to go down. And programs will. I just think the most important thing is, you know, the players that you bring in, the people that you bring into your program, they're coming there for a reason. They fit and they feel like this is going to be the right opportunity for them and their future.
So, a couple of coaches. Let's get back to the calls at 855-242-7285. And Pat in Georgia is up next. Good afternoon, Pat.
Good afternoon, Paul. Please forgive me, but I must admonish you for the platform that you gave to Christopher a few minutes ago. You know that my wife and I, we're both fully vaccinated. We're in our 70s. We're both at risk. And right now, we're back to inside church. We go out occasionally, eat inside or eat outside. We went to a baseball game last Saturday where our 13-year-old grandson, they won their state regional baseball championship. And we have got to be able to get through this season right now. We really do. And yes, it is true that it is authorized for emergency use by the FDA. About 30%, maybe 35% of our population has legitimate questions about whether or not to get vaccinated. But I must admonish you about the platform that you gave Christopher. You didn't have to do that. You are the host.
I didn't have to, Pat, but the fact that he started by talking about some legal documents that he served at the SEC today, I felt like, okay, let's see what you have to say. And you know what he said, I've heard him say before. He's called in before. I know who he is, and that's fine. But I also I didn't dispute what he said. I just I let him talk. And anyone you know who has been vaccinated, I'm very happy. People should do whatever they want to do. It doesn't matter what their age is. It doesn't matter what their background is. They should follow the advice of the people with whom they trust the most. And in my case, it's a physician. In your case, I'm sure it was common sense. But yeah, I know physicians who are asked this question every single day, Patrick, and certainly young women are concerned about it for obvious reasons if they intend to have children, and doctors talk to them about that. I understand people from certain backgrounds being concerned, and with justification when you look at the haunted history of this country. But that's why I'm willing to give someone a chance to either make sense or make a fool out of themselves.
I certainly understand. You are in a select class, Paul. When my mother was upset with me, she would call me Patrick also. So, and I appreciate that very much. Our governor, our illustrious governor, is going to sign the name, image, and likeness bill today, hopefully in a few minutes. And I don't know what to think about it.
Well, Pat, he has signed it, and in a few minutes he will be right here. And we'll talk to Governor Kemp in about 15 minutes. He signed it earlier this afternoon, and we'll get the reasons why when we talk to the governor here, and your phone calls as well.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.